Real Business Owners.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 40. Myself, Trevor Cowley, as usual. What do you want to be called today, bro? I mean, we've kind of burned out Kilo G. That one guy on Instagram loves Kelbert.
He loves Kelbert.
Kelbert?
Uncle Kelbert.
Uncle Kelbert.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just, on this one, we've got Kelbert Wesley with us today. next week it might be something new, but it's still the same mind, just a different name.
Hey,
but
they like you as T-Unit.
T-Unit. That Apex one guy group. Did. Yeah, that
Christine,
one guy.
Christine, she loves T-Unit.
Oh, yeah. Christine, she thought that was funny. Yeah. But, you know, everyone has their childhood, you know, phase. You know, I had a G-Unit phase, and so, you know, I thought T-Unit was kind of cool.
Yeah,
so
man. I remember the white, what were they, Air Force Ones? What were them white sneakers you used to rock?
Oh, my God, I've rocked those K-Swiss? For years. No.
There was a K-Swiss phase.
I had homies that had K-Swiss. I think I got one pair.
The white on white K-Swiss,
it was
man.
Always
I think
white
I had
on
a
white.
Pair, too. Yeah. They were a quick fad.
Yeah, that I was guilty of maybe hopping on that train for a second, but I bailed real quick. I went back to my Air Force Ones. But, yeah, that was a weird phase, dude. Baggy-ass shit.
That was the T-Unit days, bro.
That was my T-Unit. God, that's embarrassing. anywho, that's fun. So today we want to talk about, guys, the ego phase that you will go through. I would say 99.9% of people will go through a phase once you get punched in the mouth enough and go through your startup phase and you start seeing a little bit of success. You know, you think that you have it all figured out, right? I think that we've all got to the point where we set a goal, or I guess we can't say all, but me and you, I guess we probably both got to the point where we set a goal of making six figures when we were younger, and we got to the point where we made six figures, and we did a lot of things maybe that we shouldn't do, or, you know, once you start coming into money and you think you've got to figure it out, one, you're going to overspend, right, because you think that you're the shit, and then you've got it all figured out, and now that you have it figured out, it's never going to go away. You're always going to make money, and it's always going to get better and better and better. It's never going to get worse. Nobody wants to think like that, right? And so, you know, you walk around with a different sense of confidence and arrogance, you know, to a certain extent, you know. I know when I was young and I started making money and, you know, when I was still getting in trouble, you know, running from police and things like that, not really running from them, but, you know, trying to duck and dodge them when I was drinking and partying and things like that. But
you
when
never
I
physically ran from them? I did. I had a couple where I ran from them,
well,
dude.
Well, yeah, okay. If we're going to just
get those stories.
Yeah, God dang, dude. So, yeah, I mean, I've got into some sprinting wars with them, but yeah, I lost a couple times on those ones. Still got in trouble. Got
hey,
caught.
I won couple times, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
I'm
win
sure
some and you lose
wins,
some. Yeah, exactly. So, anywho, but when I was young and I started making money and thinking that I was, you know, invisible, so to speak, right, drinking too much, partying too much, hanging out, you know, late and just living a life based upon the fact that I could buy my way out of any situation, right? Almost to a certain extent. I don't think I actually thought that to myself, but I think subconsciously maybe some of those thoughts were happening. Mm-hmm. That's why I was making a lot of dumb decisions that got me in trouble. And I would say things almost putting myself above other people because I make this or I do this or I'm this, do you know who I am, you know, type mentality, right? And that was, just to be very frank, that's a dark place to be, right?
When I've never not seen it, though.
Not seen what?
I've never not seen
somebody go through
a businessman or go through it. You know what I mean? I've seen it 100% of the time. You know what I mean?
It's new, but it's a new experience to that individual. So when you're dealing with a new experience, first coming into money, thinking you've got it all figured out, you get bit by that money bug and that ego bug, and it's a real, real thing. Now, some of you guys may have not seen the level of success that we're talking about to where you start having an ego. And, dude, I really wish that, you know, somebody would have sat down with me and had real genuine conversations and saying, hey, this is some of the stuff that you're going to probably go through if you actually make it or if you start making it or, you know, when money comes into the picture, right? Because let's be real, we didn't have a whole lot of like mentorship in those early years to where we could have somebody sit down with us and kind of say, here's some of the phases that you're going to go through. Here's some of the struggles that you're going to deal with, and kind of map out the process mm-hmm. of building a company and some of the different levels that you're going to hit.
Personally, there's levels just within ego, man.
Yeah.
You know, there's multiple levels of ego alone.
Yep. No, right? it's
we're probably in one right now.
Yeah.
No. You know, because the ego's never really fully gone, I don't feel like.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, some people say like death of Gandhi? Ego or, yeah.
You know? Fuck. I don't know, man.
Maybe that's why I call him Gandhi. His ego's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know, dude. I just really struggled with this myself personally, and that's mm-hmm. why I thought it was an
totally.
Important topic.
I did too, man.
You know, mm-hmm. so in terms of some of the mistakes that I made, I treated people, you know, in ways that I wouldn't be proud of, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we're all equals, right? Like, you can give a piece of shit a bunch of money, he's still a piece of shit, or she's still a piece of shit, right? Yeah. Like, money doesn't make the person. Now, are they wealthy or do they have money? Yes, but how you treat people does matter.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, when I first got into, you know, making money, management type positions, you know, I would bark orders or expect, mm-hmm. right? And I was talking to somebody just the other day or messaging back and forth over DM, and they said, yeah, I'm going through when we did the level up video or whatever just the other day about the video game, and there's different levels, right? And he's like, oh, I'm on like level 3 right now, trying to build and hire teams. And, you know, and I said, starting a business is easy compared to building teams and having people work around
managing
you and
people.
With you and managing people. I'm like, that's a whole nother level of hard because, you know, and he said, I just need to find people like me. I said, you're never going to find anybody like you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's going to be your first mistake right there. I'm like, Michael Jordan didn't expect other players on his team to play like Michael Jordan.
Right.
He didn't need that though.
Yeah.
You know, you just need players that one are willing to show up and be positive and this, that, the other. But I talked to him about, he's looking for great employees and he's having a tough time finding it. And I said, before you project that out there, make sure that you're a great employer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how can you attract great employees if you're not a great employer?
Yeah.
You're expecting somebody to be great and come in and being positive. But what are you doing to make it that type of an environment, right? And so I think that's an issue is when people start hiring people and they have a little bit of an ego because they start seeing success, you're expecting people to do things to the same level that you do things, which won't happen because they're not you. And if they were you, they're going to go start their own business anyways, right? And so you can't expect you out of your employees, and you can't just bark orders and then bitch about, you know, their performance or this, that, or the other. And I think that's part of a kind of a learning ego phase on how to put the ego aside and work with people like they're people.
Right.
Right. And so that's something that I struggled with is there's a difference between managing people and building relationships with people.
Yeah.
And you should be in the relationship business, whether it is with vendors, whether it's with your employees, whether it's, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Even when you're out and about, you know, how I always communicate with people and say, hi, how you doing, whatever. I'm in the relationship business because I put the ego aside. And in some cases, even when we're networking, and going to events and you're young and you think that you've got it all figured out and you're making money, you don't think that you have to approach those people because you're too cool for school.
Yeah.
Because you think that you're the shit that's in the room, right?
If they ain't gonna come to me, I ain't gonna go to them.
Exactly. Like that type of mind. But if you had no ego, would you have that thought?
Yeah. Right. The funny thing about ego, man, so, is it serves a purpose, right?
I agree.
How much did we get done because of our egos, mm-hmm. right? But yes, are we better at managing people now that we've worked on diminishing it?
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, we might still have a long way to go. I mean, something that we're just finally conscious of,
mm-hmm.
we're self-aware of, right?
Yeah.
And, but dude, I went through a phase years ago when I told you I was going through all that therapy and the way that it got explained to me with this ego is like, man, why are you doing what you're doing? And it was just kind of like, I had something to prove. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I had something to prove to people that doubted me.
Yep.
I had something to prove to the world.
Yep.
I had people that told me I wouldn't be successful or people that told me I wouldn't be, you know, whatever, man, like a millionaire,
well,
a billionaire,
whatever it is. If you drop out of high school because your girlfriend at the time is pregnant,
mm-hmm.
let's be real, you're deemed, dude, you will not make it.
Yeah.
Like based upon the system that we all have, that's been created, that we all got to go through. If you don't do good in school,
totally, yeah,
you're going to fail.
Well, did I literally?
So now you got something to prove.
I had a lot of people just basically tell me I wasn't going to be successful. And, you know, the track record or the path I was on, you know, was should have backed that up. But I had something to prove. So my ego really pushed me a lot to hit some success to prove some people wrong, right? But, dude, I went through a phase where because when that was like the number one thing we started working on. After like the marriage fell apart and all those things, it was like, dude, we're going to work on your ego because you're never going to really be successful until you're doing it for the right reasons, right? If you're doing it to prove people wrong all the time, you're not going to be happy with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you are making money, it doesn't mean you're successful. So let's work on building up or building towards the person you want to become, not because the external world expects something from you or you've got something to prove to them. If you're doing things because the world expects you to or the external people in your world expect something of you and you have something to prove to them, that is your ego that's driving you, not you driving you, right? For what you truly are, I don't want to say passionate about because I've done a lot of things, not just because I'm passionate about it, but because I'm passionate about getting to a certain a version of myself or a certain level of success or even a certain dollar in the bank account, right? Like, but I want to do it for me, not the external sources. But I went through a phase where, dude, I actually became less productive because I'm like, I would catch myself like, oh,
I'm okay with me.
I was working really hard to get that big truck or whatever because I thought that would make me look cool to, you know, this crowd of people or whatever, right? And so when I figured that out, I was like, then I stopped. It's weird, man. Like I lost a drive for a little while, you know, but then as I started figuring out like what I really wanted in life, the example I wanted to be to my family, the end result of what I want like my life to look like, not in, you know, retirement or whatever, but the freedoms that I want to create and stuff, dude, that started propelling me 10 times more than my ego did. But I did go through a period where I was like, my ego was the only thing pushing me.
Yeah.
No, right? You know what I mean?
I would agree
It's a weird thing, bro. It serves a purpose, but you will be far more successful once you start becoming self-aware of it. And once you start working on your mission that is really for you and your loved ones and not what you want the world to think about you. That's ego. So true.
Well, I think that based upon that, it's probably why people overextend themselves.
A lot. Dude.
A lot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that we've covered early on when we first started this podcast and started this account is people making six figures, living the six-figure lifestyle to show people that they're a six-figure type earner.
Yeah.
Right? are you really trying to make money for financial freedom? Like real freedom for you? And your family, or are you trying to get to the point where you make a lot of money so that you can look cool to the people that you're around?
Totally.
Right? And so I think a lot of people are just doing it wrong because, dude, we make a good chunk of money every year and we don't drive anything extravagant.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to show the world exactly the things that we – listen, I don't have anything I could show anybody that somebody would be like, damn – besides literally just like a bank account receipt. That's the only thing that I have. And I'm really the only one that ever sees that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you don't go flashing it.
Yeah.
Dude, I want you to post it on Instagram. Just like screenshot your bank balance, bro. I'm just teasing. Don't do that. You know, it's weird, man. Like I'm building that home right now.
Yeah.
And I'm really struggling with some of these things that we want to upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, because like I want a nice home for my family, dude. Yeah. I'm a house guy, you know, like I'm not a Ferrari guy. I'm a house guy. Yeah. Like, I've always wanted a nice home.
Yeah.
Never have I had a home with a pool all growing up. Dude, I used to think that kids were rich if they had stairs in their house or grass in their yard or whatever.
Dude, you were automatically rich.
Totally, dude. I had like
weird old ass, ugly ass siding that was faded by the sun. And that's the tiles on the roof, they'd start curling and the little sand things were
falling off. Oh, there's upgrades for days, man.
Dude.
There's upgrades. And I'm doing a lot of upgrades in this home. And and I've had to question, like, how much of this is ego or, you know, because then I also think about the sacrifices and, like, should I be sacrificing more longer, right? Like, when should I reward myself with something like this? But I know for a fact I'm not doing it to look rich for certain people or anything like that. It fills my wife's soul up to have a home that everyone feels welcome at, that people want to come to. She wants to entertain people.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's her ego either. I think she wants a welcoming place where people can gather and enjoy themselves and each other. And so I'm like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, well, so, but that, I had to flirt with that. Like, am I doing this for the ego? Because my builder started asking me, like, is this something you can afford? And there was a part of me that was like, fuck, you think I can afford a pool with you? Like, what the fuck, you know? But then I was like, I don't really care what he thinks, you know, at the end of the day. Like, I'm trying to decide what am I really doing it for. And that's the cool thing about when you start building that self-awareness is you can keep that ego in check quite a bit and make sure that you're working on things because you want to. Not because you feel like you need to.
Well, let's be real. I mean, I don't think that that home's like overextending you. You know what I mean? Like the reality is, I mean, you make almost, if not as much as the home costs to build, you make that annually.
Yeah.
Right? And so how many people buy a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $500,000 horse? That's an expensive ass horse.
They get up there, bro. Believe
shit,
it or not.
Yeah, they do. That's an expensive sperm. Dude, even the sperm's expensive on those horses.
That's what I hear, man.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a sperm connoisseur or anything. But with that said,
a horse sperm connoisseur.
I actually
know a guy, dude.
That dude
bought our cabin. That's what he does is breed horses.
Really?
Yeah. Shit, it's a big business, dude.
It is a big business. Yeah. So maybe I'm in the wrong business. In terms of, you know, houses, people that make 50 grand a year, 70 grand a year, 80 grand a year buy a $500,000 house all the time. Yeah. And that's 5, 6, 7, 10 times what they make on an annual basis. Could you imagine if you were building a house 10 times what you make on an annual basis?
I did it, man. That Jadora house. I bought it because I wanted people to think I was a baller, bro.
Well, that house was pretty baller.
It was pretty dope for its time, bro. Yeah, but, dude, at the end of the day, I was only making 150 Gs a year as a sales guy. I went and bought an $800,000 house almost.
Yeah.
Dude. It was like 760 something. I was into that house. You know,
but again, that's an ego phase, right? The ego phase got you in trouble. What ended up happening with that house long term?
My marriage was horrible. My house ended up going into short sale.
Okay.
My marriage went into divorce, cost a couple hundred thousand to get divorced over 2 years between her attorney's fees and my attorney's fees. Mm-hmm. And when I think back, dude, I had the highest ego at that phase in my life. I thought I was a baller. I thought that people should look at me a certain way.
Absolutely.
And I had something to prove. And, dude, my life crumbled.
You had the nice diesel truck. You had, you know what I mean? You had the nice house, you know? The boat.
You did.
And it's funny you're saying that that was a high ego phase, but that it seemed like it all got you in trouble.
I was the most miserable then. You know what I mean?
That's the whole point of this episode.
Yeah.
Is not talk about horses.
Yeah.
And breeding. Okay. So that, Austin, edit that out, you know, if you can. So, I really don't give a shit. Guys, this is why we wanted to discuss this topic, because we don't want you to go through some of the same errors you don't have to go through it. You can learn from other people's mistakes and you could catch yourself, just as Kel's talking about. The funny thing is, again, ego did serve me for a period of time too, but then you hit a wall.
Yeah.
You won't go past that wall, whether it's, you know, 100 grand a year, 150 grand a year, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll just keep making that same amount of money, and something's got to change in order for that income level to change or something to change.
Too. You'll crumble over and over and over again if you continue to kill yourself to
prove other people based upon, I mean, again, you're pumping up your own ego based upon one thing, and you're pumping up your ego based upon what other people think about you. And as long as other people think that you're a baller or think that you've got money, then your ego stays in check.
Right.
But you're always chasing that next purchase or that next thing to get recognition to serve your ego, which ultimately won't serve you long term, and you'll end up crashing and burning because you're always looking outside yourself to please other people.
It's true, man.
And you will overextend yourself and you will put yourself in a bad situation over a period of time. That's the truth.
Okay? And I don't know if it's like this for everybody, but dude, you just treat people different when you have super high ego, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my marriage fell apart because I thought my wife needed to look a certain way because I had something to prove to the world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, stupid shit like that. That's not the only reason my marriage fell apart, but that was, that was kind of how I treated, you know, her and people, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then I'm like, I work on this ego thing for fucking years.
Yeah.
And then I end up with this chick that I just love her how she is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Our marriage is 100 times better.
Yeah.
You know, because back then, me and my ex, we had the same thing. We both had high egos, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, dude, our life crumbled, bro. And it continued to crumble over and over again until I decided, okay, man, this really is a driving force. I would have never even known that I was that high ego unless I went and got help and actually started discovering these things about myself, started working on that self-awareness. Mm-hmm. But dude, yeah, man, like it's something that you will continue to crumble over and over again. If you're going out and buying that fat daddy truck or mm-hmm. house or boat or whatever just to impress that the world, you know, like, dude, you're gonna lose it, and then you have to start over. And until you start working on you and diminishing that ego, you're not gonna be working towards something that really fulfills you, mm-hmm. and you're not gonna reach the higher levels of success.
Dude, that was the point of like saying that we don't really drive anything outlandish,
yeah.
or anything to brag about.
Yeah. I don't care for a long time, dude. If anything, bro, I'll drive a Toyota Camry, Avalon, like whatever it is. Yeah. I'll drive that forever around town, dude. But, you know, like.
Dude, I might
have a yacht one day kind of hidden away from the world that I can go and fucking take out and privacy, because that's what I want, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about purchasing an airplane and shit within the next couple of years. And just so that you guys know, like, yeah, we both drive Toyotas. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive a 2010 Toyota Tundra with like 106 or 7,000 miles on it that's been paid off for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Probably 8 years now, something like that. But again, I have a large amount of money in the bank. And so why would you care about what other people think when you're doing just fine? Like you are actually accomplishing your goal of becoming financially independent, which is really what you set out to do when you set out to go out there and make a bunch of money. You didn't set out to say, I want to make a ton of money so that I can look rich to everybody but have no money in the bank.
Right.
Nobody ever thinks like that.
Yeah.
You want to explore the options of entrepreneurship and investing money or whatever it is, for one purpose and one purpose only, financial independence. Now, once you get financially independent, then those fancier, nice things will happen. Now, don't get me wrong. I still want, like, a fat
Aston
whip.
Martin.
Yeah, I still want that Aston Martin or the Bentley GT Continental.
You look good in those,
you know?
You'll get it.
Yeah, no, I don't. These are all things that I can pay cash for now,
right.
But it doesn't connect with the goal that I have right now in mm-hmm. terms of. But when I do, it'll be for me.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. That's the whole point.
Because it's just something, when I was little, it's been ingrained in me. Like, rich people have a house on a hill and they drive a nice car. You know, so I've always now wanted a house on a hill and to be able to drive a nice car. But
yeah.
I don't want to sacrifice the long term because I'm trying to prove something to somebody else or to pump up my own ego.
Yeah. Well, there's no point right now either, man. Like, we have time.
We've got time. We've got time, and the momentum that we have currently is like incredible.
Yeah.
Like it's snowballing very fast, and the income snowballing fast, and you know, snowballing in a good way, getting larger, right?
I know so many guys, dude, that they are car guys, you know, and they mm-hmm. and it means something to them to go and get that car because it is a childhood dream and all this stuff, and it's like. And they're at a level where they can do it.
Yes.
And so I don't judge that. When I look at somebody driving a Ferrari, I'm like, I don't think like, oh, that's just some high ego dude. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's like, bro, you can reward yourself with those things because it's truly what you want. But through that process of getting there, I just think you're going to get there a lot quicker if you do figure out how to get your ego in check.
That's
quicker.
That's the idea.
Before you go out and start rewarding yourself with that
the
shit,
ego's,
you know, on credit.
The ego's making you overspend.
Yeah.
That's it. If you literally took an ego out of the scenario, you would be fine living in a van by the river,
mm-hmm.
right? And just knowing that you're making all the right decisions. The real question that you should ask yourself when you're making decisions, whether it's in business and how you treat people or what you purchase, is this like a high-frequency decision or a low-frequency decision? And if I'm being negative towards somebody else that I employ or somebody on the street, that's a low-frequency decision. How is that serving them, and how is it serving me, you know, doing something in a negative way besides the fact that I just want to feel in charge?
Right.
And I want to feel in charge and have that power based upon one thing, which is ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you guys, a lot of you guys will go through a little bit of a phase. And the idea of this podcast is, whether it's next year, 2 years, or whether you're currently going through it now, just make sure that you treat people with respect. Treat people like people.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that I don't like about bigger cities, I'm just being honest here, one thing that I like about living in a smaller town is people move a little bit slower and they actually take time to say, hi, how you doing, yeah. and things like that. And, I mean, I think we were in Florida that one time when we did go to the Gary Vee event, and we were going to, like, a CSV pharmacy to get waters or something right before our hotel, mm-hmm. and I saw an older lady in the aisle, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, or whatever. And she looked at me like I was an absolute crazy person. Yeah. And it's just like people aren't used to communicating and treating people with respect because they just pass by each other like they don't even exist, mm-hmm. you know, in these bigger cities and stuff. And that's why I like living where I live. It's a smaller town and mm-hmm. it's a little bit slower of a pace. And I prefer to get to know people a little bit better. The gym that I go to, I know a lot of the people at the gym, right. you know, at Chick-fil-A. They know me at Chick-fil-A. I didn't go there for a month and a half, and they called and said, hey, are you okay? You know, but again, that's because I've created connections with all of these type of people.
That's so wild, dude. It is Chick-fil-A weird. Literally calls you.
They called me that one time. But
yeah, I remember. I think I was
with you. It was mid-February. Yeah.
She's like, where are you?
Yeah, she said that.
I've had your breakfast sandwich made, yeah. and it's getting a little old now.
I know. She did. But again, even at Viva Chicken or Chick-fil-A, yeah. you know, some of these places that I eat, I try to build real connections and real relationships mm-hmm. based upon the way that I treat people.
Yeah.
And if I had some sort of large ego, I just walk by them like they should serve me. I'm here. I'm the customer, mm-hmm. you know, and all this stuff. But I'm telling you, it over a long period of time, it'll get people much – your personality will get you much farther than your IQ.
Yeah.
Okay? And your ego will ultimately hurt who you are as a person and your personality. It's not a positive thing. And, you know, and again, it did serve me to get to the point where, again, I had something to prove, right. Just like that you had totally. Mentioned, you know. Yeah. But, you know, growing up poor, doing terrible in school, being a drug addict, like – I was thrown off to the side. Everybody, you know, everybody wrote me off. Like, dude, I'm not supposed to be that exactly the guy that makes it. Me. And it's just like, that's one of the driving forces that I have now. It's just like, you know what? Tell me what excuse that you have of why you aren't where you want to be. And we have multiple reasons why we shouldn't be where we should be or where we are. But again, we utilize that as fuel to get us to a certain point, and then we tried to kill the ego.
Yeah.
If you're not continuing to try to level up and phase up in life, get to six figures, get to 150 or 200 grand a year, but you're going to hit a point where you realize that 150 or 200 grand a year, you're still miserable.
Right.
Because all you were doing was doing it to serve your ego and to prove something to everybody else but yourself.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you went through this big phase of three of soul searching, and you've came out a completely different individual that reframed his thoughts, that thinks different and thinking more long term rather, yeah. you know, all of these things. And so, guys, we want to just bring up the ego phase because it's something that will maybe serve you, again, like it did us to a certain point, but you're going to eventually have to get to a point, especially when you're managing other people, where you're going to have to kill the ego.
Yeah. Well, we want people to succeed, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? And yeah. really that's what this whole entire podcast is about, mm-hmm. is how can we get people to our level that want to be at our level? And it's like,
yeah.
this is the shit that's worked for us.
Yeah.
You know, we had to work on our egos, and we still do. We are not perfect. We have a long way to go. But at the end of the day, man, my biggest tip for people working on ego, and I'm still doing it to this day, dude, yeah. I still question myself. I still try and ask myself questions, or what are my real pure intentions of this yeah. decision I'm making right yes. now? You know, like I told you today, like, man, I've had to do it a couple of times building this house, and mm-hmm. you know, why am I yep. upgrading some of these things? And yeah. so that's really the biggest tip that I could give to people, man. If you're listening to this and you are realizing as you're listening to this, like, man, I do a lot of shit. Because I'm trying to prove people wrong, or I'm trying to show this certain person that I can drive this to, or I wear this watch mm-hmm. to, or whatever. Like, yep. man, like, really, like, when you start asking yourself those questions, because you know, when you're about to purchase something, you know why you're really doing it. Oh, so yeah. when you be honest with yourself yeah. and you ask yourself those questions, like, it'll give you the ability to make a little bit better decision for your long term and what you really want that's really going to be fulfilling in your life. And that, if that's what's fueling you, you will start matching your bank account up with it too, you know what I mean? You'll start hitting those other levels of success because you'll make better decisions by asking those questions and being honest with yourself.
No, so. I agree wholeheartedly. So, guys, if you're struggling right now in business, or you're struggling holding employees, if you're struggling in any phase, even if it's in a relationship or whatever, like, take that time and reflect. You know, ask yourself, start asking yourself. I mean, you brought that up a couple podcasts ago, and I thought that was really great that you said, you know, I don't think enough people talk to themselves and ask themselves, like, and really take that time to reflect and be like, well, why am I hurt by that? You know, if your wife says something or a business partner says something or an employee, like, why does it actually hurt? And they're not taking the time to actually reflect and be like, is that something that I could ultimately change about myself? If you're having a hard time retaining employees, it might just be you, because guess what? We've had people come to work for us and take a pay hit just to work in this environment because it's a positive, great environment, right? And so we've proven that it's not just a money factor. So if you can't afford to pay people large wages, but you can still provide an awesome environment by treating people the right way to where they enjoy coming in to work on a day-to-day basis.
And where they want to be a part of your mission.
Exactly.
Right.
But they will not want to do that if they're working for an individual that all they're doing is pounding their chest and pumping up their own ego. Mm-hmm. Right? So in a lot of cases, you are the problem.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down
Most
to.
Most of the cases.
Get out of your own damn way. Remove the ego. I'm telling you. Get rid of it. And again, this is all shit that we're still working on. And the question is it confidence or is it ego? You know, and this is all stuff that we're still trying to figure out and still try to get better at. But it's something that we want to talk to you guys about, because a lot of shit we talk about is shit that we're working on right now and going through. You know, that's how we create ideas.
With us, right?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That's how we create ideas. It's not like, oh, man, 10 years ago. You know, let's talk about that. But again, we can relate some of the higher ego phases, you know, back then versus where we're at now and some of the decisions that we made, right?
Totally, 100%. That's good. That's a good conversation.
No. Yeah, it was a good conversation. I don't know if there was a ton of bullet points in there, but I think it'll be good, minus the horse talk. You know, the breeding.
Horse sperm.
Yeah, horse sperm. Yeah, that's what I meant by horse talk, but... Anywho, we wanted to keep this one short and sweet because it's, you know, we don't want to obviously, you know, kill the topic or anything, but it is an important topic and we want you to do some soul searching and ask yourself, you know, where is this decision really coming from? So to end, per usual, guys, you know, I all the reviews that I do read, just to be transparent, that do come off of iTunes. Right, it's an iTunes podcast. So, thanks, Austin, for reminding me. Austin does a good job of letting me know because I didn't even think of that. So, so again, leave a review, guys. Rate it, leave a review, subscribe, whatever. All those other things that all the other podcasts say at the end of their podcast, do that for us too.
Yeah, man.
You know, because we're just kind of copying what they say.
Help us on our mission, man. If it helps you, help other people too. Yeah, that's
exactly,
all we want.
Exactly. So this review is from 85 Caveman. I don't know who that is, but it was 18 hours ago. It says, real life content. Love the content you guys give. It's practical. It's real. Not just for business, but to be a good human. Well, that kind of goes with that goes with the theme almost a little bit. Planning to use this for my for personal and for my business. So, whoever Caveman or 85 Caveman is, we appreciate the review, guys. We do want you to be good peoples. We want you to be a good human being. The reality is again, we said it in this podcast. Your personality will get you far much further than your IQ.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that work for us that are much smarter than us in terms of like book smart, this, that, the other. But
well, at the end of the day, you should just want to be a good person. But even really, it is a good business strategy too. Because all the businessmen I know that are just genuinely good people are, dude.
And attracts
ahead of the businessmen that aren't.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're just attracting.
It's a good strategy, and it's just a good. It's just cool to be cool. You know what I mean?
It's cool to be cool.
It's cool to be, you know, kind.
Put that as a quote. Put that as it's cool to be cool, and put Kel's face on it. Like
it's cool to be cool.
Do this one. Hey, remember in Mexico?
Everything is just everything.
Everything's everything. It's cool to be cool.
And I was like, I like that, actually.
Everything's everything. That's so true. But not. Because a chair is not everything, but it's a chair. Anywho, we're
done.
Guys, we appreciate you. Kick ass. Have a good day. Thanks, guys.